Well, the Seminole tribe has asked an appeals court for a stay of a ruling that rejected the gambling deal for sports betting in the state of Florida. It's kind of complicated, but what basically is happening, it started November 1st, now it's been stopped, I guess, is that with the servers on the Seminole lands, that's where the bets had been gone through. And so the argument was, well, the gambling is on their land, not our land. And then some of the other gambling institutions in South Florida that were going to lose money, they thought, because the gambling would go that way, said, hold on now. The betting is being placed outside of tribal lands. And that's the argument. And how is this all going to play out? Who knows? But the state of Florida is losing about $37.5 million every month in shared revenue with the Seminoles right now. Let's talk about it with Bob Jarvis. He's an expert in constitutional law, gambling, and the gaming industry, and a professor of law at Nova Southeastern University. Good morning to you, Bob. Thanks for joining us again.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
This is complicated, isn't it?
It is very complicated.
So, all right, so there was a stay put in place by a judge who said, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, you can't say that Jimmy is placing a bet from Miramar at the WIU studios on a game, but it's really being placed through a server on the land of the Seminoles, so that's okay. This deals with what law that oversees all of this, Bob?
So there's a federal law known as the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act of 1988, and that's the law that Judge Friedrich found was being violated by the compact.
Now, this was much before, though, the Internet was such a hot thing. I mean, it was around in 1988, but not every person in America had the ability to go online and do something like this. Do I remember they used to try and do this offshore for a while, and was that legal or illegal?
Well, the offshore betting was different. That came in under a different law. But you're absolutely right in focusing on the fact that IGRA was passed in 1988 and that Congress did not have the Internet on its radar screen at that time.
Right.
And so it's my contention that if Congress had known about the Internet and had focused on it, they would have said that the kind of off-land betting where the bet is taken through a server on Indian land is okay under IGRA. And in fact, there is a bill pending in Congress, H.R. 4308, which would amend IGRA to specifically say that. And if that bill passes, then all of this goes away. But even if it doesn't, it seems to me that the judge, Judge Friedrich, should have said that Congress would have wanted to have this kind of betting and would have included it in IGRA if it had foreseen the Internet.
Right. Now, who had to sign off on this deal for the state of Florida? Beside our governor, our government, our legislature, who had to sign off on this, and are they part of this lawsuit as well?
Well, you have three sovereigns involved. You have the state of Florida, you have the Seminole Indian tribe, and then you have the U.S. government. And the U.S. Department of the Interior is the agency that is responsible, and they did a strange thing. They didn't approve the deal when they were asked to approve it. They didn't disapprove the deal when they were asked to approve it. They stood by and did nothing. But by doing nothing, that implicitly approved the deal. And so everybody is involved in the lawsuit, the federal government, the state of Florida, and the Seminoles, because they all have different interests that are implicated by Judge Friedrich's decision.
Wow. This is going to go on for a while, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I have no doubt that, right now, I mean, we have Judge Friedrich's decision. Her decision has been appealed to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. After that, it could go to the U.S. Supreme Court. I think that the U.S. Supreme Court would take this case. And then, as I say, there is this parallel effort in Congress, which, if it's successful, wipes out the lawsuit.
Got it. All right. Bob, thanks for trying to clear up. I know we'll talk again in the future if you're kind enough to give us your expertise again.
I look forward to it.
It's not an easy thing, and a lot of people are interested in this topic. And
absolutely.
All right. Bob Jarvis, thanks so much. We appreciate your time. Take care now.